Willow Lake Métis Nation gathered in celebration of the newly acquired land called Sokastawawin, Cree for the act of being resilient. Justin Burke, Vice President and CEO of Willow Lake Métis Nation, talks about the 205 acres of land and its importance to the community.
We recently acquired 205 acres of land, local and important section of land, I would say, to the community. Very significant in our history. It does actually run right up to the shores of Willow Lake, the lake in which is provided for our community for many generations before, so very important for us.
Burke says that it was a 3 to 4 year project to get acquisition for the land that led to the historic day on the 3rd.
A 3 to 4 year project in the making to come to that one historic day of celebration. And, you know, at the nation, we definitely recognize that it's been a long road and a lot of work to get to the acquisition of the land, but it only provides us with the opportunity and really a starting point. So lots of work on the road ahead.
According to Burke, resiliency was a key factor in claiming the land and to also conduct the resiliency as a community.
We started to assess what our options were, and we knew that we needed to be resilient, and land was one of those pieces. In order for us to be resilient, we needed to have our own place to conduct that resiliency as a community.
Burke says one of those key elements of showing resiliency is the Eco Bison Ranch, which will create jobs and also cultural connection within the community.
The future of the Willow Lake on these lands is an Eco Bison Ranch is our first key element of our resilient future. And bringing that bison ranch to the community, it really will take a community to make it really successful. And so it provides economic opportunity, and by way of jobs, it provides cultural connection to the bison who is so imprinted on the Métis culture and history.
Burke says the importance for acquiring the land was for the youth and the next generation, and giving Indigenous youth and people opportunities outside of oil and gas to succeed and thrive.
That's really what we're doing it for, is the youth and our next generation, and I'm just absolutely thrilled and excited to be able to give them something to be motivated towards. Last year we began a student summer program where we hire a number of our youth, and we were putting to work on cutting grass in and around the community and beautifying our elders' homes and such like that, and giving them a good opportunity for that development. And now with these lands, we get to grow that opportunity, and really looking forward to be able to giving Indigenous youth, Indigenous people, an opportunity outside of the oil and gas that can thrive and can provide opportunity and can provide a future for our citizens.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.